بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أطلق وخاتم لما سلف، ناصر الحق والحق وهادي إلى صراط المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما تعلمنا وزدنا من فضلك علما وتعليما إنك على كل شيء قدير. Alhamdulillah, I don't usually begin my talks with an hour this, but when I entered the country, they, this occasion, they asked, where is it that you're going to speak? I said, oh, a friend's house in central London. So they wrote down a friend's house. Inshallah, if we have any friends out there, turn off your cell phones, inshallah ta'ala, before I give you a $1 million. Also, no pictures, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and He sends His problems and challenges and send us the blows of fate, which not even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam remain safe from. Abu Bakr al-Shibli radiallahu anhu used to say, no ajrallahu ala al-awliya darratan min man ajrahu wa mimma ajrahu ala al-anbiya ladabu wa tafatta'ahu. He says, rafallahu al-ibad ala qadri hammiha. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raising the degree of His servants is commensurate with their anxiety level. This is, He had sent to the awliya even a particle of what He had sent to the anbiya, it would be rent apart and dissolve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a constant. Problems are a constant. Why do I have problems in my life? They're the same problems if you look 10 years from now. Faces have changed, but the basic things are the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed us towards the solutions. Tahqiqan, in order that we may realize His surpassing wisdom. And His wisdom is not like human wisdom. Human wisdom, everybody knows how it works. They figure things out. One makes an intelligent decision and they happily ever after. Divine wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom surpasses any human wisdom. And so, the only aim that I have is to advise that we read the directions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His book to us, Tafsilan li kulli shay', in His own words. It's a detailed explanation of everything. Whoever wants to understand everything, they have but to read the Qur'an. So I wanted to advise myself, and I wanted to advise others, inshallah ta'ala, a couple of different groups of others. And we have to begin at the beginning. We're at a crossroads. Some might call it a crisis of understanding Islam. And so I advise myself first. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns and curses those who lie. So my aim, first, is not to say anything that isn't, that I don't know to be true. Ulama say that someone who remains silent when something should be said is a shaitan akhras. Shaitan who doesn't know how to speak. Shaitan meaning someone who's remote from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.